Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. Just a quick programming announcement before I bring Karen in. Number one, I expect you guys to be the marketing department and share this podcast out because I can't do it. I know it takes a village to do it. So I can't do it. Number two, if you want to support the podcast financially, that's great. It's all in the show notes. I'm on Venmo. I am on PayPal. I am on the Cash App. And another thing I wanted to tell you is starting next week, I didn't have a chance to do it this week, but starting next week, everyone is going to have to sign a release form. All my interviewees are going to have to sign a release form because I, because of my journalism credentials, which I am getting and still getting, I have learned that you can't just interview people off the street without their permission. And for the past 4 years, I've been doing that. So sorry, there goes journalism to bite me in the butt. So I just want to let you guys know that this is a public state, and Karen knows this is a public state. I mean, she's done plenty podcast interviews to know that this is a public scene, but I'm just going to be mightily honest with you guys that now there is a little bit of paperwork more than expected with Ask Gwen because I am a journalist and my assistant is not, but we just want to make sure that we're not getting into the legal trouble by any means. So enough with my programming announcement. I'm going to let Miss Karen take it away.
Hello, Gwen. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Well, I'm so happy to have you on. I've been following your newsletter, I don't know, for about a year now, and I finally got the courage to ask, can I interview you? And, of course, you said yes. And so please explain to my audience more of what you do. You're a business coach, but you're also a mindset coach, am I correct?
Well, I mean, yes, but I don't really build myself as that. And where the mindset stuff comes in, Gwen, is that I really believe that many of us that are entrepreneurs or that want to be entrepreneurs, and which I'm assuming is a lot of your audience, we understand that we have something that we can share with the world, and we're excited to share it, and we're really, really good at that. And we talk all about the products and the services that we offer, and we don't really take enough time to create the brand, the leadership brand around us, right? So I think that our business brands are only strengthened when we take the time to start off by creating a strong personal brand and actual relationships with those, that personal brand. And to me, that leads to LinkedIn, right? I do a lot of training and teaching about LinkedIn because I think we overlook the importance of that. So the mindset piece comes in where it's like, you know, you need to, nobody wants to do business with somebody that says, yeah, I'm pretty good at this, right? We want to do business with people that are the best in the business. So we, as business owners, have to be the people to own that and be confident about that and share our confidence. And I think that strengthens our business brand. So that's the position that I teach from and coach from and do consulting around.
Now, I have a question for you. What has been your best business success, and were you in corporate America before this?
Say that second part again.
Were you in corporate America before this?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was in corporate America before this. I was in corporate America for, you know, I kind of did stints of entrepreneurism prior to what I'm doing now. But I was, even when I was an entrepreneur, I created a business kind of like all the corporate businesses that I was in, right? I rented office space. I hired a receptionist. And we had, you know, we had a customer service person. And everybody was in the building. Our overhead was astronomical. But I also worked in corporate America in sales and in marketing and in technology. I have my background is in IT. So I did a lot of technology-based career, but I was always on the marketing side. So I had to understand the technology, but I also had to understand the sales piece. And I think that when that win that you asked about, the business win, I think that comes from that background, because in the background that I had, my success in sales, in corporate sales, was around relationship marketing. And when social media came to be and I started to realize the power of the reach that it gave us, I didn't forget about the fact that the best way to make sales is still by getting to know people and talking to people and meeting people, not by tweeting a million times, right? I love Twitter, and Twitter absolutely drives traffic to my website, gets me clients. But that is not the foundation of my business. The foundation of my business and the foundation of everything I teach is get on the phone with people, right? Use these amazing tools that we have to filter out the noise and build a brand and get the visibility, but use it to get on the phone with people, because that's really where the money is in our business, is from the relationships we build.
I agree. And I have actually started a side business, and I wanted to tell you guys that I am actually a podcast coach now, and I'm helping the disabled advocates tell their stories in more ways than one. I'm helping a disabled advocate come up with a podcast. She's actually had a blog for so many years, and now is transferring that blog into a podcast because she entrusted me. Speaking of no look and trust factor, she entrusted me to help her with this podcast because she knows that people don't read blogs anymore. So talk about the no look and trust factor. I mean, she's not only my friend, she actually paying me to do this. So
awesome.
What would be, I know, that's awesome. I said I would be honored to do it without a fee. She goes, no, then that's the
oh.
I know. She goes, I want to use a consultant fee, and that's it. And I'm like, really? Really? You trust me that much? But anyway, so I'm helping with that project. And so that being said, what is the best advice, Ken, from you guys about the no like and trust factor? Do people have to follow your work, or do people have to follow the newsletter like I did with you, or follow, what's the best advice?
You know what? I think when the best advice is, it's so hard to bring that down to one thing, right? Because there's so many things. But I think the best advice is to remember that you need, and I'm gonna use the word newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter. You need an email list, because if they see you somewhere, like let's say somebody sees you speak somewhere, or they're listening to your podcast, and then they think like a couple weeks later, oh my gosh, I listened to something recently. I don't remember what it was, but I heard such good stuff. Like it's our job to make it easy for the people that listen to us to stay connected to us. And the easiest way to do that is with an email list, because then you can send them out occasional messages and talk about, you know, what's coming up on your podcast or in your blog or on your Facebook page or where you're going to be speaking. And I think that is really an important piece. Like, we can be visible with things like podcasts and speaking, but we're still business owners, and we have to remember that it's our job to make it easy for people to stay connected to us and to learn more about us and to tell them where else they can find us. And, you know, I do a lot of speaking, and I spent this morning on the phone with my business coach, like literally ripping apart the next few events that I have coming up where I'm speaking to say, how can I maximize the value of every one of those? Not just because I want to monetize it, but because I want to make sure people, if they want more information from me, that I make it really easy for them to stay connected to me.
Yeah. And I know you're on LinkedIn, as am I, and that's how we connected. actually, if you put a meeting on your calendar and LinkedIn will automatically, if you guys have a LinkedIn profile, LinkedIn will automatically recognize Get Ready to Meet Karen Yankovic, and LinkedIn will already set up the connect button.
Yeah, if you have the right plugins on your calendar, absolutely, you're right. It's so
that's,
easy.
That's
right?
How
it's
I did it.
It's a great way to
you.
Stay connected with people.
That's how I did it with you, so there's a tip out of LinkedIn. So I want to know, if you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. You know who's always fascinated me, Wynn, and maybe this is why I have a podcast, because I love talking to people. I've always been fascinated by Barbara Walters. I just think that she has talked to some of the most amazing people in the world, and she did it in a way, and I guess Oprah would fall into the same thing, but they did it in a way where they didn't make it seem like you almost felt like you could sit right down next to Barbara Walters and just chat with her, right? And I think that I would love to learn how to make people comfortable and open up, and be able to have the kinds of, you know, I'm so grateful that I get to speak to the people that I do get to speak to now, right? And I think that she's been really somebody that's been kind of a role model for me, because she really, I just was always amazed by the people that she was able to sit down and talk to.
And I have a second question. I have my last question for you, and then you can ask me a couple questions, and then we'll go into where people can find you. What is your favorite movie or play?
Oh, I am such a movie buff, and I live right outside of New York City, so I see so many plays. I don't even think I can pick one. I might have to get back to you on that. I have so many favorite movies. I mean, there are movies that, right, there's so many movies that are just entertainment value. So sometimes I'm in the mood for a movie that's an entertainment value. And other times, my son and I were watching We Are Marshall yesterday, which is such a great movie. You know, so there's so many great movies out there that I sometimes need to take my head out of the business, right? Stop my brain from all of the business stuff that's always going through it and just sit back and watch something that entertains me. So for the most part, I would say something entertaining is always fun.
Entertaining. Well, I have a movie recommendation for you guys.
Tell me. What's that?
This is not a kid's movie by any means.
My kids are not kids.
Black Klansman, directed by Spike Lee. And
Black
what? Klansman? Black Klansman. About
Black
Klansman. The Ku Klux Klan. A black police officer, I believe, in the 60s, in the going undercover and invading the Ku Klux Klan, when they came into Colorado. And Black Klansman held me for 2 hours. I was so fascinated by that.
I'm writing that
because
down.
Because when we all learned about the Ku Klux Klan, we all learned about it in history books. We did not learn about it in, now with this little brutality coming back and full force. And yes, they have Spike Lee put at the end of the movie, show it's Bill footage, and he did a phenomenal job. So if you want to go see it, go see it. But it's a very interesting movie. It's held me for 2 hours, you guys. So it's a 2-hour movie about how this black police officer went undercover to see what the Ku Klux Klan was doing in Colorado Springs.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. That is really interesting. I'm going to check that out. Black Klansman. I just wrote it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting. Cool. Well, I would love to know, Wynn, a little bit about how, you know, you mentioned a few times that you know, that you mentioned your journalism credentials a few times. I'd love to know how you moved into the journalism field. How did you get to, like, what prompted you? Like, I mentioned Barbara Walters really was an inspiration for me to be a podcaster and an interview. What was your inspiration to get into journalism?
Well, my inspiration was I got, believe it or not, and people don't believe me when I say this, I was trying to go for a business degree, and I got kicked out of college. And then what really kicked out of college, that being my second degree, the business degree was supposed to be my second degree. My original degree was in education, which I still use. And so what really spurred me into this journalism degree is when Donald Trump was actually being elected, he went on a tirade about reporter with cerebral palsy. Man, I don't, and this is his quote, not mine. Donald Trump.
Clearly remember this. You don't even have to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
I clearly
what he
remember
said.
That.
He goes on and on and on, and we all remember what Donald Trump said, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, okay, this is it. This is it. If I ever have the chance to go back to journalism, so I will. And then I will, and then I got kicked out of my program, and then I, months after getting kicked out of my program for not keeping my grade point average up, I Googled journalism schools online, came up with the Academy of Arts, got in the Academy of Arts. It's in San Francisco, by the way. Well, I'm doing it online, and I fell in love with journalism, i.e. this podcast really, really helps hone the craft. And so I am doing it, and I will be done with my associate's degree in 2020.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, it is interesting what is our, what kicks us in the butt a little bit, right? I can imagine how that,
yeah,
how that could upset, be upsetting. You know what I was just thinking, though, when you, my delayed reaction to movies, and it made me think of it when you started talking about Black Klansman. This is not, it's a little bit different than that, but did you watch the documentary on Netflix, Wild, Wild Country?
No, I haven't.
It is a documentary about a commune that came together in the 80s, so it's not that long ago, and just how people flocked to this commune, and, you know, this man who was at the center of the commune, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, I think, was his name, and just how people, it was just fascinating to watch. They were dripping in money from just the people that would donate and the way that people just followed them, and then how, so it was like the rise and fall of this, you know, and it truly is, and it was a true story of this commune. So it was really, that's the last thing that I watched that I couldn't stop watching. And it's a Netflix, I think it was a lot longer than 2 hours. It was, I think it was a, you know, a few episodes. Really, really good. Wild, Wild West. Check it out. And, you know, as marketers, right, as marketers, don't you want to, I watch this stuff fascinated, right? Not that I want to sway people you know, into some mind-controlled reason to follow me, right? But there's the psychology behind all of that. It's just really fascinating to me. As a marketer, I really love watching the psychology behind all of that and thinking, you know, how do I, what can I take away from that that's authentic and good, right? And what do I want to make sure I stay away from and I don't want to be like, right?
It is. It is, marketing to me is just fascinating. Picking at people's stories, like yours, is just fascinating. So that's why I'm getting my journalism degree. Now, do you have any more questions for me?
Yeah, so what's next for you? What's next on the horizon? Yeah.
Well, I'm working on a book deal right now. It's a small book deal. I'm actually working on two book deals. I'll be in education for the next 2 years, you guys, and then I'm out of education because education, I make more money on the journalistic side than I can in education any day, and it's nothing having to do with my disability. It's having to do with the nature of the beast. So in the next 2 years, I'm going to exit my 9-to-5 teaching job, and I do not care how much self-employment taxes I'll pay. I just want out of there so I can fully focus on this podcast and journalism.
So what can you tell us anything about the books that you have that are coming out?
Novel, and then they started marketing it for me, and then one is going to be my traditional publishing deal, so I hope is going to be about Kate Spade, which is women's fiction, and Kate Spade, so that's going to a literary agent, and hopefully they'll pick it up. The smaller publishing deal is going to be The Power of Fashion Week, and I'm working on that smaller publishing deal. And that being said, you guys can find all my books on major ebook platforms and all on Audible and all on Amazon.
Awesome. That's exciting. Very exciting. Good luck with that.
So, yeah, I'm working on that, and we'll see what that results in, and then we will see if I get a big publishing deal. Hopefully someone gets it from me today, or I might have to take a day and do it myself. Do the query letters and all that. So where can the people find you, and where can people find your podcast, and where can people find you? Oh, and I wanted to tell you guys, if you listen to this podcast, in particular with Karen's interview, you can share it in Instagram now from your phone. So those of you on Instagram, you can actually share it. There's three dots next to, there will be three dots next to Karen's episode tomorrow morning, which is Tuesday. If you just hit those three dots, it will say share, and then you can post it on your stories on Instagram. And Karen can actually do the same thing for her podcast if she's hooked up to a podcasting hosting platform that, like Libsyn or Blueberry, that can get you into Spotify. I don't know how your podcast...
Mine is everywhere. Mine is everywhere.
Okay. So you can actually do it too. There's another marketing tip for you.
Yeah, I love that.
You want more
visibility. If you're listening and you tag me in your Instagram post, I'll be sure to share it in my Instagram stories as well. So that way we both get visibility, right? Then you get visibility with your audience by you sharing it. And then when I share it with my audience, you get visibility with my audience. So we all win. Win, me, and
we
the audience.
We all win. When we get, no pun intended.
When we share that.
No pun intended, Karen.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Maybe pun intended on Monday morning. I don't know. But where can people find you, and where can people find your podcast? I'm definitely going to subscribe to your podcast now that I know.
Yeah, so
happening.
I'm at Karen Yankovich across all social media. My website is KarenYankovich.com. So I would love for you to follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn, and you know, let me know you heard this podcast, you know, that you met me here on Wynn's podcast. And my podcast is Good Girls Get Rich. So you can find that at goodgirlsgetrich.com. That'll take you right to the iTunes page. But, or you can go to my website, KarenYankovich.com/podcast. If you don't use iTunes and listen to the episode there or on your podcast player of choice, just search for it on at Good Girls Get Rich.
I'm muted. My mic. Sorry about that. But so Good Girls Get Rich is your podcast. Is it an interview style show?
Well, I do two, at this moment, and I don't know if we're going to continue this, but at this moment, we do two shows a week. One show is a solo show, which is a lot of training and tips and downloads and things like that. And then the other show is an interview show. So we do two shows a week. Mondays is the solo show, and Thursdays is the interview show. So you get to meet some fun, great people, and, you know, on Thursdays and on Mondays, you get, you know, some all Karen, all training.
Well, maybe offline we can talk about me coming on your podcast. I would love to do that. I'm always looking for a podcast to be on because it's a two-way street. And I want to thank Karen for coming on and sharing her story. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And that's a fabulous episode of Ask Vim, and please promote this on Instagram via Spotify, and then please support the podcast, whether you share it or support it financially. You guys, I'm all over the place financially. I'm on PayPal, I'm on Cash App, I'm on Venmo, so you guys can give me how much you see fit, and support's been looking via PayPal. And I hope that my listeners support it. I hope my interviewees support it because this is not only my books will support my motivational speaking career, but this will as well when I quit my day job in the next 2 years.
All right. Well, good. I'm looking forward to see what's next in your world when you are meant for great things.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Ask Win. And, of course, we'll have all Karen's information in the show notes. And we'll have all the places you can donate to Ask Win in the show notes. And then you can donate however much you see fit via whatever app you want. As I said, via the Cash App, by Venmo, or if you think PayPal is easier, PayPal. But PayPal takes a fee, guys. And I know you want to support me, but I don't really want to deal with the fee. I'm a solo independent podcaster, so I really don't want to deal with the PayPal fee, but I will if I have to. So please, if you donate $5, let's do it via Venmo because I get the whole $5 with PayPal. I get $4.50 because they take the fee. So Venmo does not, and the Cash App does not. So if you're trying to donate via PayPal to independent podcasters, just do it via friends and family, and then there's no fee, or do it via Venmo, and then there's also no fee, or do it via the Cash App, and there's also no fee, and then we'll just keep this podcast going with the listener supported model. And as I said, thanks you guys for listening to Karen's interview, and go subscribe to her podcast, and go connect with her on all social media, and tag me on Instagram when this podcast is out, and we'll keep this podcast going. Thanks to you guys. Bye.